The weekend will start off on a stormy note as an area of low pressure tracks right through the northeast. A round of showers and thunderstorms is likely tonight, and some of these storms could pack a pretty strong punch with torrential downpours, vivid lightning, strong gusty, potentially damaging winds, and also some hail. The good news is that things will settle down very nicely as we work into the daylight hours of tomorrow, and by and large, the daylight hours of both Saturday and Sunday look to be mainly rain-free, with the exception of a possible pop-up shower or storm in our southern areas tomorrow, and potentially a pop-up storm in our far western areas during the day on Sunday. But right now, the focus is on that storm threat for tonight. The storm will track basically right through the middle of our area, right along the Mohawk River, give or take, and then work its way right through central New England. So on that path, we are under the threat for some locally rough weather. The air mass has turned a bit more unstable through the day as some more humid air has come in out of the southwest. So we have the potential for some locally strong storms. Again, some of these storms have the potential to produce strong, gusty, damaging winds, hail, vivid lightning, and also some pretty heavy downpours through the night. So do be weather alert through the overnight period. Into the day tomorrow, the storms will basically wind down. There might still be a leftover shower in our southern areas tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll be kind of in a drying trend through the day as some less humid air filters in from the northwest. So it will turn less humid through the day, and we'll also see a clearing line work from northwest to southeast across the region. By Sunday, it'll be much less humid with a good amount of sunshine. Again, there's that small chance of a pop-up shower across our far western area Sunday afternoon, and then all of us have a decent opportunity at some wet weather heading into Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mild, high 77 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mild, high 77 to 82. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, areas of fog, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, morning clouds and fog, then some afternoon sunshine, chance of a passing thunderstorm, muggy, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, areas of fog, low in the middle to upper 60s. Tomorrow, early clouds and fog, then increasing sunshine, turning less humid during the afternoon, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and less humid, with highs in the upper 70s to middle 80s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, high 75 to 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.